real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tina Goodrich. And no more Mason Dixon. He had to take off.
Mason had to leave.
Mason took off because we still have Jewel Zaroff and Tom Bulkey here in the studio. And it made a little more sense because we're going to talk about home improvements, decorating, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And as it goes with real estate, and just probably wasn't Mason's forte.
Well, I thought it would go well since we have Tom in the studio today and along with Jewel to talk about home improvements, which is great for getting ready for the market.
Mm-hmm.
Tom has done
cut you off quickly. It's not just to get ready for the market. A lot of times it's, you know, the house does sell and they're like, hey, we're going to spruce this up, especially probably somebody from out of town and says, hey, Tina, who would you use to do some painting? So it certainly goes both ways.
Yeah, and actually, Tom did some work for us at the asylum, which is working out great. He's come in and did some pre-painting, like covering up with some basic white color paint, right, Tom?
Yeah.
He did the stairwell and did the third floor. We did do some recoloring, matching up the color we already had, which made it easier, you know, instead of changing colors to sell it. So he's come in and spruced up the end, which looks fabulous. All the fingerprints, all the scratches and bruises and, you know, blemishes were all went away. And it got it ready for the market. So, in that sense, that worked really well. Yeah.
And then Jules, go ahead.
Before you go further, what impact does that make on selling a house, Tina?
Well, it does. It makes a huge impact when you're going on the market today because the market is very tight, as we have been talking about. Our numbers just in South Haven alone have gone even down further. For active listings, we have 14 in the city limits of South Haven. And all of them are 500 and up. So we have priced ourselves in the city limits of South Haven right now at 500 and up. The only thing I see under 500 right now is commercial.
Hmm. Well, and of course, it does feel good when you walk into a freshly painted room. It just feels, it's like freshly cut lawn. It's like,
right.
Nice, yeah.
So when the buyer comes in, you know, again, we're, you know, saddling the buyer's market where the buyer's a little bit more pickier. And so when they come in, they want to see things that are improved. Yeah. And we've talked about, you know, doing repairs on your place before you put it on the market, how important that is. Because those blemishes can get kicked back in a home inspection. And I'm not saying that painting can't get kicked back, but Tom Bulkey does a great job. A lot of realtors locally use Tom to spruce up real estate.
Yeah. A small thing, little things. You know, if there's a stress crack or a water stain, they start wondering,
there's trouble.
Yeah, there's trouble in the roof or there's trouble in the foundation. So you just get rid of those.
Yeah.
They're gone. And there's no question there. They can just move on through the house and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Foundation cracks. I just showed a buyer a home that just went under pending and sold, actually. But I showed it to him when it was active on the market. And it had some of those, you've seen those. And the buyer automatically backed right out. And said, I'm not interested here,
all,
Tina.
A decorator's choice paint job could have kept that moving.
So that could have, you know, and then turned around. It did end up going pending and sold anyway. So not all buyers may not be that picky, but most of them are because we are in such a tight market, the buyers can be
and
picky.
It's a home inspector's job to be that picky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the home inspector comes in and he's looking for those things.
Yep.
That's his job. His job is he's working for the buyer. And he is there to look for all of any kind of repairs or malfunctions or stress cracks.
Stress cracks, water stains.
Peeling paint.
Yep.
And then, of course, water stains is huge because you know then that there's been some issues, maybe a prior leak or something that the seller may have had.
Yeah.
And Jewel here, of course, let's not forget Jewel. Jewel does some designing. So if you need some help with trying to pick out colors, you know, it's kind of hard to pick out colors. And there's new color schemes coming out just along the Lakeshore in South Haven.
Do a lot of sellers change color schemes when they go to paint, or they just usually try to keep it the same?
They change. What do you think, Tom?
I think it's different. When you're selling, you want to go back to neutrals. You
okay.
want something
right.
that nobody's going to, you know,
right.
wants, you know. But when you're just acquired a property and it's yours, you can make it however you want.
Right.
That's when you want
That's
jewels.
When the colors come in. Yeah. And then that's right. when Jewel comes
to
in.
To get that yep. personal touch,
she
right.
She helps yep. with color coordinating and putting colors together, your what you like and what your color scheme yeah. is. And then she puts a palette together yeah. for you yeah. of color, different colors that match
right.
together.
Right. We get it all to coordinate. And I also do space planning for people. A lot of repurposing of furnishings. A lot of times we'll take an old piece and repaint it and give it new life. And then it's, you know, sort of can be the showcase piece in a room.
Yeah. Oh, and to mention the like the neutral colors, also they make a room look much bigger. And it's,
yeah.
you know, fresh and clean when you're looking to buy a house is always, you know, same with cars. You don't want to go say, I'm looking to go buy a car and there's McDonald's fries and dirt all over it. You want to get in a clean car and it makes you feel good.
Right, right.
And some new homeowners, too, they'll say they buy, you know, maybe a kitchen counter that they're not completely in love with or tile that they're not completely in love with. But they hire Jules and she finds colors that all of a sudden you don't mind it so much. It
right.
looks good with that color.
You mean actually painting a countertop or a painting tile?
Painting walls that will make that countertop
or
that tile look
gotcha.
Better because it matches better and it blends in. And then she'll pick accent colors and everything blends in. And I had her do a consult for me. I'm in an apartment. I'm in a two-bedroom apartment. She picked up six colors. And you think that's a lot. That's going to be – and they all just blend in beautifully.
Yeah, it looks great when you have a palette of colors together that you can match up the bathroom off of another room. Or
right. And gives it flow.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the color of my cabinets now or my counter or my tile, which is an apartment, but with her choices, I feel like I'm in a home, and it looks great.
Right. Yeah, we made those finishes
yeah.
look their
we made
best.
Those finishes
yeah.
look better.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, when somebody comes in to do a whole house or wants you to come in and paint a house, how do you go about that, Tom? Do you go in there and give them a quote?
Well, what I think we should do is answer this question right after the break because we've got about 10 seconds left here. And then we'll keep that one in mind and we'll start off with that. When we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the Lakeshore, serving this area for over 20 years. We look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tom Balky, Jules Aroff here in the studio, and we're still talking do it or get yourself cleaned up and ready to sell. Not yourself.
Home improvements.
Your house ready to go. Home. You want to be clean too, just in case you're home when they come by.
Yeah, this is all about home improvements. And since we have Tom in the studio in Jewel, we thought we'd talk about home improvements, of course, and painting is one of them. And we asked Tom before the break about quotes. I thought it was a good for our listeners to hear maybe about how Tom goes about pricing and quoting for getting your house painted.
I really work hard to make it affordable because I don't want to price anybody out just because of that. I'm not greedy. I've been told many times I could charge more for what I do. A recent example, I was actually able to significantly lower by almost half the price that I used to charge for repainting kitchen cabinets because I have a system now that is so fast and so superior that Sherwin-Williams sent representatives to my new shop to see how I was doing it. And I was able to go at $40 an opening now to repaint kitchen cabinets and drawer faces, which is a great price. So I did a 64 cabinet conversion recently. $3,200 included your husband, Mark, removing and reinstalling.
Goody's Home Repair.
Goody's Home Repair. He gets $10 an opening to take everything off, put it back on, and I get $40 to repaint. And this customer said, these look like they did when we got them from the factory.
Isn't that wonderful, you guys? We actually have Tom that does kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
So if you've thought about replacing cabinets, you might want to have Tom come look at them to paint first.
And when you talk improvement, you're also talking about increasing value, home value. And that increased, that $3,200 for that increased the value of that kitchen by $10,000.
What color did you paint the cabinets?
They wanted the same color, so I actually used a spectrometer and matched it. And one with the same color. But there's no scratch marks, no smudges. They look like they just
cleaned it up.
They
it's
look
all
like
brand
they're
new.
Brand new.
Nice.
Brand new for probably a tenth of what it would cost to buy new cabinets.
Nice. So that whole kitchen you did, you said for $3,200, cabinets.
The cabinets, yeah.
See, that gives you an idea if you're thinking about replacing cabinets in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Instead, have Tom, does it cost anything for you to come and give them a quote?
No. I call it a proposal is free. I do a field review. Other painters call it an estimate. And then I provide a proposal. So I'm not saying this is my estimate. I guess it'll be this much. It might change. No, I do a proposal. So there's no change. This is exactly how much it's going to cost. And if
I love that, Tom.
And there's many times I will just negotiate right on the spot. I'll say, this is how much I want to write it up for. Am I in the ballpark? Yes,
right.
No. And sometimes I feel like, well, they really can't.
It can be negotiated.
They really are. This is hard for them to come up with this money, and I will work with people.
Right.
I really will.
You'll know where to maybe fluctuate some time, you know, and to make it work for the client.
I find ways to make it affordable.
And,
for you.
You know, that's huge when you're looking at putting your home on the market, you do have a list of repairs that need to be done, and some things you may not be able to afford, and some things really are at the top of the list that should be done in order for your home to look great and get that top dollar.
And with Jules, she's such a diamond. She's such a benefit to the company. If I just said, hey, I've got a color consultant. She's great. She's $200. You know how many people would hire her? Probably one in 30. So I just go, you know, she's my treat. Please.
So she's a consultant, and helps the consumer pick out the colors and then gives them to you.
Yep.
And then you put them in order.
Right. I walk in right behind her. She's walking out the door. I'm walking in the door. I look at her color consultation. They tell me how great she was, and we just start talking.
Thank you.
About how.
And where do you get your paint at, Tom?
Well, 90% of it comes from Sherwin-Williams.
They have great paint.
I like the service. If I call them up, I need a gallon of paint right now because I'm almost done. I can't stop working. They'll bring that to me. I get the marvelous service. But I love our local
customer
suppliers.
Customer service is huge today.
It really is. I love Lakeshore Paint. I love Ace Hardware. I do.
Lakeshore does a great job,
too, and
they're local.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Pittsburgh does a great paint, though.
Yep,
agree. You know, most of your...
Jules started when she became a color consultant. At first, it was all Benjamin Moore.
Well, when I was in Chicago, that was Benjamin Moore Country.
Yeah.
So
and that's like Home Depot. Menards?
No, that was like more specialty, okay. Smaller.
But now you can get Benjamin Moore at Home Depot?
At Ace, you can. Not at Home Depot. Yeah, okay. At Ace.
And Lakeshore.
Okay. Like, yep. That's where I'm thinking of is Lakeshore.
Yep.
Because I do get my paint from them guys, being local.
Yeah. No, and that's good paint, too.
Yeah.
And then when I was working with Sherwin-Williams, and I started using their line, and I really like it. And again, I just like... You know, the service, the
and
people,
the quality. It does have some great quality.
It's top notch. Just like I would say, Benjamin Moore and Sherwin Williams are, you know, equally good paint.
But if you prefer one paint product over another, we can match the colors Jules picks for you in any line.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not stuck with Sherwin Williams.
Like what about working with budgets? Because some paint is way more expensive than others.
Right.
Well, there are different lines, and if you say it really matters, we want you, Tom, but it's a price thing, I can work with you.
There you go.
We'll bump you down to a ProMark 200 line, or we'll work with you. There's ways
that you can work around it. So that's really important.
If that's all that's keeping you from hiring Decorator's Choice or Jules, like, talk to me. I'll work with you.
Working with local clients like this, you know, and working with Tom makes a huge difference for realtors when we're looking for a paint job that needs to be done or we need a repair that needs to be done. We've got to have these guys at our beck and call. And Tom is one of them. He has done some great work. A lot of local realtors use him. And for those locals who are looking to get their house painted and get an estimate, I definitely, you know, you want to call Tom.
And a lot of my clients, they have services and products to offer as well. And I love the barter.
Oh, great. Sounds like a realtor.
I barter with someone in this room.
Who's that?
The Moondog.
The Moondog Show. Yes. Did you guys do some trading?
We did.
That always works out great, too. Tom, you know, does some trading every now and then, too.
I love to trade.
And, of course, Rob, he does some trading for Radio Time. And, you know, Rob, he does all of our website designs. So if you need that website design along with that, you want to check in with Rob's Moondog production.
Now when you hang out with Rob, you see Decorator's Choice Colors.
Do you have a website yet?
DecoratorsChoice.com.
All right. DecoratorsChoice.com.
We need to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to have more home improvement talk with Tina Goodrich, Tom Balky, and Jules Zaroff on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting, on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to racingmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out racingmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Boondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich, Tom Balky, and Jules are off here in the
studio.
And we've got a retraction.
I do.
Tom has to make a retraction. He gave out the wrong web address. Go ahead, Tom.
We are decoratorschoicesh.com.
SH.com.
Is that South Haven?
For South Haven.
Yes. Now, I used to wear my SH hat with my high school hat, and they always said that meant S-hit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Head. That's always that they call
a shift head.
A shift head, yes.
Shift head,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, something like
that. All right, so Tom, give out your information, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about some real estate, some open houses we got coming up.
Well, if you can call me at 269-270-5785, email is decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com, and of course the website decoratorschoicesh.com.
Ooh, how about Jewel? How do we get hold of Jewel if she needs some? If you need some design, need some help with coordinating colors?
If your palette ain't right and you need some jewels,
yeah, you need a palette.
You can find me on Facebook at Jazz Color and Design. And you can also reach me at 269-325-9832.
Great, great. I love having you guys on the show. It was great.
You too.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about a little real estate. I do have an open house coming up on the new listing at the 72746 Fay Court in the Osage Orchard community.
Mm-hmm.
$425,000. It's got over 2,500 square foot, listed around that 270 a square foot. Beautiful three bedroom. Downstairs has a whole different lower level, separate with a bedroom, own bathroom, and a nice living room. So it makes it nice maybe for a second area for your family, for your guests who are coming to visit you because you live in South Haven now. Great community. There's only like about 40 or 50 homes in Osage. It is most of them are custom built homes. I believe actually all of them are custom built homes. This one was a one owner. He had it built in 2004. He's been there ever since. This homeowner used it just in the summertime, so it's been very little lived in. And I'm having an open house there this yesterday. Are on the 25th and the 26th from 12 to 2. So if you're out and about today.
12 to 2 today.
Yeah, if you're out and about today, stop by the open house, visit, take a look at it. There's a lot to do there, not far from South Haven. You can't do short-term rentals there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a community of full-time residents, and luckily we do have a couple of those around South Haven where, you know, no short-term rentals are allowed. But a nice little neighborhood, great for the kids or great for a second home or a nice, simple retirement home. Again, 72746 Fay Court in Osage Orchard Community this weekend, the 25th and 26th, 12 to 2 open house. Again, let's see what else I got out there is the vacant land we talked just a little bit about, 5544 Street in Bloomingdale.
Mm-hmm.
Almost an acre, has an older well and septic on it, which that tells me that the land perks. It's a nice high ground, so there's a foundation there with a couple outbuildings, a great starter for maybe a new build, a spec home, maybe you want to build something and flip it, a great place for a mobile home. There was a mobile home there about 10 years ago when the well and septic were being used at that time. It looked great about 10 years ago. Now it's just an overgrown wooded lot on 44th Street, just outside of Bloomingdale. So if you're looking for some privacy, that's what this one is. It's just between 102nd and Baseline, very close to Cheshire Golf Course, and some great inland lakes. So this could be a place to park an RV.
Or put a pole barn for cabinet conversion.
Oh, yeah, you could put definitely a pole barn there. You know, the zoning in that area is fairly light to be able to put a pole barn before you actually build a house. A lot of areas in, like, South Haven, you can't build a pole barn before you build a house. You have to have plans to have a house before you put a pole barn on it.
That's not fair.
Out there, you can.
Out there, I could. So I could put my kitchen cabinet conversion shop out there.
Yeah, out there, you could. You could drive by that one, Tom. It's pretty nice.
I really should look at that one.
Yeah, that one there is listed only for $29,000.
We need to get together.
And it's almost an acre. I mean, you'd be surprised how wide. I mean, it's a good 300 road frontage.
I need for that is electric.
It's got electric.
That's it?
Yeah.
I don't even need water.
Yeah, there's electric pole
there.
It'd be
nice to have water, but I can do that.
So, you know, when you're looking at land and it already has the electric and the meter there, that's huge. And then if you have a well and septic, I don't care if they're old, that tells me that there's a well and septic there that the land perks and that it's capable of handling a septic in a well. So
I think you're going to be showing
this
to me.
You might have to take a look at that, Tom. I'd say it's probably, if you went all the way through Grand Junction and you came to the T and then you headed north.
How far?
I would say you're probably a good 10, 15 miles out.
So 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
We need to talk.
Yeah. Okay. There
all
you
right.
go. See that? I was just talking about, land like that. There's not a lot of them out there. These parcels of land don't all come with the well and septic. And you have to go through that. We talked about a new septic today is $10,000. A well starts around $5,000, and they really can climb to $7,000 real quick, depending on the area that you're in. So just for a well and septic is $15,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
All right. I think we have run to the end of your time, Tina. We're going over, so go out your contact information one more time.
So, yeah, definitely you can find me on Facebook, List with Tina. My website, listwithtina.net. You can find me on Instagram and all those social medias. Give me a call or shoot me a text, 269-759-1076.
All right. And with Mason not here, then it's up to me to roll out the sponsors. So we're going to say good night to all of our sponsors, Pure Salon and Spa, UFC Tree Care, Senior Services of Van Buren County, Decorator's Choice, Woo-hoo. Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. And then you can also find one of our really good sponsors, one of our favorites, Tina Goodrich. List with Tina. That's where you can find her. Country House Furniture, True Blue Farms, and the Blueberry Store. Galata Imagery. And then, of course, there's some websites, moondogshow.com. If you want to look at some video and maybe get some video work done, moondogpro.net, racingmason.com. And if you like the music that's in this show, you can find all that at trussinbirdband.com or anywhere that you stream music. And, of course, HOD Film. You can watch the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting, anytime you would like, right there on Amazon. All right. Very nice.
That was a good
Thank
one.
You.
Yes. Thanks, well, Tom, for coming in.
Even though we don't have Mason, what we have to do now is howl at the Moondog.
We can do that.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.